Mini episode 1735 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1735 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris, here today to examine this unique moment in history after the unprecedented circumstances of the June 2024 presidential debate. There are some echoes of history in the elements that are unfolding now, and we're going to examine five of them from the last century plus. Number five, 1919. President Wilson is hit by a severe stroke and struggles through the last year and a half of his presidency. His wife Edith works very hard to conceal the full scope of his problems. Sound familiar yet? Wilson tries to run for re-election in 1920, but is thwarted by party leaders who put together a makeshift alternative that got squashed in the election. We'll see if past becomes prologue on that aspect. Number four. Having survived, both literally and politically, a heart attack 2 years earlier, President Eisenhower suffers, you guessed it, a stroke that severely compromises him. However, unlike Wilson, Ike was unable to keep his condition out of the media, which caused him some real problems. However, just like Joe Biden, Ike having an unpopular VP was something that he was able to use as a shield as he fought to prove that he could still do the job. In the next administration, John F. Kennedy would also be kayfabing a range of health issues, including Addison's disease, but none of them to the severity of a stroke. Number three, 1968. This is where the health parallels to this moment fade and the political realities come in. President Johnson was facing great unpopularity, in part due to the conduct of a controversial war, while facing what would be a wave of protests at the convention in Chicago that summer. Sound familiar? So Johnson got out of the race in late March, shocking the nation in a televised address and becoming the last president to bow out of a re-election race. But he would not leave office before the end of his term. His successor would. Number two, 1974. With the release of the Watergate tapes causing the complete collapse of President Nixon's political support, he faced the most famous you-gotta-go delegation in American history. The 1964 presidential nominee, Senator Barry Goldwater, along with the Republican leaders in Congress, Senator Hugh Scott and Congressman John Rhodes, met with Nixon in that fateful last week, and their dire advice probably marked the end of the president's efforts to survive the crisis. Right now, political observers are anticipating potentially a similar high-level party delegation descending on Biden to tell him that time's up. Number one, 2016. Biden's opponent in the 2024 race, Donald Trump, narrowly survived the release of the Access Hollywood tapes, which featured him bragging about grabbing women by the, hoo-ha. While Trump didn't get the Nixon treatment with a council of elders trying to force him out, he did have several party luminaries urging him to drop out in that last month before the election, presumably elevating Mike Pence to the top spot. Trump predictably refused, wrote it out, and went on to win the election. Ironically, for as much as Biden hates Trump, he's hoping to emulate the orange guy's path to the presidency in 2016. But Biden is facing a much tougher obstacle. Widespread public terror about having his diminished capacity manning the nuclear button until January 2029. Past presidents survived health scares by keeping the full extent from the public. Biden's moments of complete confusion in the debate occurred before a global audience. So we're in a place we've never been before. Strap in for a bumpy ride. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.